Hey, top of the morning to you, Lisa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
And it's Hello World, top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, the anointed voice. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in. Top of the Morning is presented by Helter's House Ministries Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. Good morning. By Mandisa with Toby Mack, open the show.
In Christ there is no east or west, in Him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth.
Yes, YAS is a counseling agency for family service in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia areas. YAS can provide in-home counseling services for $20 per month. Email, phone, and letter services can also be provided at $5 per month. Please call 202-422-6865 for more information. This is the weekly bulletin for Holy House Ministries and related announcements. Holy House Ministries community includes four primary initiatives. One, Top of the Morning Radio Show. Two, the Healing and Deliverance Crusade Campaign. Three, the Empowerment Zone, which features a blog at helpershouseministries.wordpress.com, and the Empowerment Zone, face-to-face with Dr. Faye, web TV program, which can be viewed at Helpers House Information Channel on YouTube or on DVTVonline.com. And four, GoTeller Communications Consulting, providing churches, ministries, and small businesses with social media strategies, specifically communications plans and content management suggestions. GoTeller also offers workshop proposal templates and reference letter templates. There's also a GoTeller blog at drfaymaureen.wordpress.com. We have also released a daily online news magazine called GoTeller. There are automatic push notification updates for the magazine to my social networking site account. So if you're not following me on social media, here's the information for you to subscribe or to follow me in Holy House Ministry. On Twitter at Dr. Maureen D. Our two Facebook pages, Top of the Morning Radio Show and Holy House Ministry. On LinkedIn, Faye and Butler, Google Plus, plus Holy House Information. On YouTube, Holy House Information, and Pinterest, Faye Maureen Butler. Links and information for these ministry initiatives can be found on my official ministry website, which is being updated. And that address is www.holyhouseministry.org. Top of the Morning is in syndication. On Sunday morning, you can tune in at 8 a.m. Eastern at gospelofgolden.com. On Tuesday at 6 a.m. at dmggospelradio.com, and Monday to Friday at 6 a.m. at thestarradio.com. The show can also be accessed at spiritoftruthmedia.com. And coming soon, the release of Breadcrumbs, original inspirational quotes and motivational thoughts by yours truly. The ministry will offer some subscribers complimentary copies. Helpers House Ministries is a satisfied client and partners with each of the following. The Creative Flow is a graphic design and printing company. For more information, call Steve Aspall at 917-294-0771. Cedric Wilson Photography is a husband and wife team. For more information, like them on Facebook or visit www.cedricwilsonphotography.com. Design Engraving and Trades or Matthew Hair Care. Contact Marion Council George at 718-783-9078. Are you looking for an extensive yet powerful promotional tool to promote your ministry? This is a product. Contact Roland Power Productions at 916-690-3953. J&L Tax Preparation and Planning, Emmanuel Joseph CPA, 1360 Loring Avenue in Brooklyn. The number is 347-220-8170. The following are related community announcements. Come and worship with us at the Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ, the Church Without Walls. We are located at 790 East 51st Street between Athens and Foster and that great city of Brooklyn, New York. Our web address where we take prayer requests is www.urincogic.org. And the church's Twitter account is all uppercase URINCOGIC. Our service times, Thursday night, restoring the Watch of the Lord prayer at 6:30 p.m. The Empowerment Zone Bible Instruction and the Members New Converts class begins at 7 p.m. Our Sunday schedule, Sunday school is at 9:30 a.m. Worship celebration, 10:30 a.m. First Sunday is our Celebration Sunday. We celebrate the Lord's Supper. Third Sunday is Stir Up the Gift Service, where I invite others to share their ministry gifts with Upper Room. Fourth Sunday is our monthly Family and Friends Day and our Anointing Pray for Everyone. And fifth Sunday is our quarterly World Evangelism Day. Saturday Night Sunday School, Illinois First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Sunday School every Saturday at 9 p.m. Central, dial 1-661-673-8600. Access code 170-045-POUND. The lessons are now being taped and will be available for playback. The featured music guest is Corey Moment and his music, Only You and Christian Soldiers. He is our featured music guest for the month of February. My scheduled guest today, we are so excited, Elder Katrina Lyons, author David Thompson. Elder Lyons' interview will be at 6:20. I know she's on the line with us already, so we are just very, very excited. The music in the background during the announcements is Myron Butler singing All For You. The short interlude was the Martin singing In Christ, There Is No East or West. This concludes the announcement. It is time to pray. The music in the background during the prayer is Alpha and Omega by Israel Hopeful. In the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1, says, men ought always to pray and not faint. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. Lord, we worship you this morning. Great is your faithfulness towards this day. Lord, for those in the listening audience that have not accepted you as Lord and Savior, we pray today for their salvation. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For those who don't know you, there are just four simple steps to salvation. The four A's, acknowledge that you are a sinner. Agree, John 3:16. Ask God to forgive you of your sins and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. For those who are saved, born again, we know that the time has come that judgment must begin with the house of God. If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Your word declares in 1 Corinthians 11:31 that if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. So help us, Lord. Forgive us for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us for wrongdoing. Forgive us for wrong thoughts. Lord, keep our motives clean and our hearts pure. Let's live to please God on today. Lord, your word commands us to pray fervently and effectively because it will avail much. So help us, God, to target our prayers. Be sensitive to your promptings and increase our discernment. Now, Lord, saturate our environments with your presence. Lord Jesus, we are not casting away our confidence in you because we know that without faith, it is impossible to please you and that you reward those who diligently seek you. Help us to delight in you so that our desires become your desires. Superimpose your plan and purposes over our agendas. Help us not to be so easily offended. Teach us to be mature sons and daughters. Help us to acknowledge you and please you in all of our ways. Lord, your healer on this morning, let's touch and agree with this specific prayer of healing. Lay your hand on the phone or computer as you listen. Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities, and with your stripes we heal. Lord, we thank you, and we decree healing in every area of our lives because you sent your word and healed us and delivered us from our destruction. Let's walk in our authority as believers. We thank you for the authority you've given us as believers by granting unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I bind hopelessness and I loose hope against hope. I bind spiritual fatigue and I loose spiritual endurance. I bind spiritual apathy and I loose spiritual resilience. In the name of Jesus, I bind slothfulness and prayerlessness. And I lose commitment to the ways of God. I lose a desire to seek the things of God. In the name of Jesus, on today we declare that we are standing on the promises of your word and having done all to stand, we're standing. For your eyes went to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong. On behalf of those who love you, we will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, snares, or schemes. Let every strategy of hell against our lives be exposed and brought to light. Grant unto us strategies and tactics to identify and resist plots and plans against our lives. Lord Jesus, help us to recognize open doorways in our lives where the enemy will try to infiltrate. I loose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God and the lives of those listening now. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I quench every fiery dart of competition, jealousy, and envy in the body of Christ. And I release kindness, meekness, respect, and celebration of others. In the name of Jesus, expose every imposter that comes into our midst, mixed with malicious intentions. Cut off the assignment of the Jezebel spirit and its many manifestations against ministers and ministries. Destroy all manifestations of the Jezebel spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I loose and activate with acceleration, repentance, godliness, the prophetic anointing, the spirit of Elijah and Jehu, the gift of discerning of spirits and the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I bind anxiety and stress and lose the peace of God that passes all understanding. In the name of Jesus, we renounce the past happens that had us down, and on today we decree and declare that we are delivered and we will stand fast and not be entangled again. Cast down the high places that hinder us from fulfilling our purpose, completing our promise, and giving birth to the destiny you place within us. In the name of Jesus, paralyze every delay and hindering altering demon and lose sudden miracles for the saints. In the name of Jesus, dismantle every manifestation or outcome of generational curses. Release generational blessings and wealth. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that every negative word written or spoken in the lives of the listeners is null and void. Lord Jesus, release your angels with flaming swords to fight on our behalf in the heavenly against the demonic princes. Let the power of the blood of Jesus be released in my life. I cover my mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. I rebuke Satan, accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. Lord, your word instructs us in Psalms 144 that you are my strength, which teaches my hands to warm my fingers to fight. Make us ministers of fire. Help us to pray, preach, teach, prophesy, and witness with fire. Help us to love and ministry. Help us to abide by the first and great commandment, to love you with all of our heart, soul, and mind. Let God order your steps and say, Lord, we will acknowledge you in all of our ways. Lord Jesus, our times and seasons are in your hands, and they will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. We are walking in the sons of Issachar anointing that will allow us to accurately discern our times and seasons. We thank you for your promises to go before us and make the crooked places straight. We expect that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Lord, according to your word, give us the treasures of salt and hid riches of secret places. Lord, we humble ourselves to your will. Lord Jesus, let us not operate in the spirit of error. Let us have and walk in the spirit of excellence. We want to be clothed with humility. Let a mantle of power rest upon our lives. Release God-pleasing faith in our lives. We thank you for favor, wisdom, and revelation. We have great expectations for an overflow of blessings in every area of our life. Prepare us for more and for increase. Lord Jesus, grant unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in your knowledge so that we will see what you are saying with spiritual eyes. Your word states in Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So help us to activate and to train our five spiritual senses to be used for your glory. Stir up dormant gifts and talents and make ways for the saints to exercise these gifts and talents. Lord, we will use our weapon of command. Your word states in Isaiah 45:11, thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker, ask me of the things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. In the name of Jesus, we command that the season of manifested blessings be released now. We call promises into existence by the blood of Jesus. We thank God for protection. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Upgrade everything around us. I believe in the Lord God, so I should be established. I believe his prophets, so shall I prosper. Now, Lord, let this show bless your people. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Keep me from presumptuous preaching or teaching. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your I indebted, and so thankful that you saved me. No more baggage or tears, so with my voice I scream.
That was Corey Moment. He is our featured musical guest for this month. We'll be playing that song, Only You, and another one, Christian Soldiers. It's our delight really to expose community to the many listeners who listen to the show, whether they listen through the Blog Talk Radio Network or our affiliate partners. I am so delighted on this morning to have Elder Petrina Lyons on the line with us. She is a dynamic, young and fabulous woman of God, so I'm getting ready to bring her on the line so she could share with us what thus saith the Lord. Top of the morning to you, Elder Lyons. How are you feeling this morning?
Top of the morning, Dr. Faye. I am wonderful. How are you?
Good, good, good. Thank you so much for getting up so early and being on the line with us. It's a truly, truly my delight. You've been a blessing to me, and I'm so glad that we've been able to connect through flame. So first of all, tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself.
Oh, certainly. Like Dr. Faye said, I am Elder Petrina Lyons. I am blessed to be an international speaker, not just a speaker, but I like to say a messenger, a mouthpiece for God. I am the founder of three powerful organizations, Now Faith International Ministries, that is actually an organization for men and for women to help men and women build a better life of prayer and faith. And then I was also blessed to launch the I Matter for Women organization, teaching women that they have a voice and they have a place in the kingdom of God. And then most recently, we were able to launch the Audacity to Lead program, which is a training program for men and women in leadership to help build leaders that are more effective and that have the skill set to not just be great leaders, but to also develop other great leaders.
Yes, yes. So now, can you share with us a little bit about, you know, just your ministry, some of the journeys and challenges, because what you're doing, what you just announced to the audience is really wonderful. What is ministry, but it's going to talk to the total man. But can you share a little bit with us about a little bit of your ministry journey and how you got to where you are right now?
Certainly, certainly. If I can just give a small part of my testimony, which is
growing
up as a young girl. Thank you, thank you. Growing up as a young girl in Washington, D.C., my mother and father were addicted to drugs, so I was sent to live with my grandmother. My grandmother later became an alcoholic, so I kind of was left to raise myself, and with that I ran to the church. I ran to the church for safety and security, and so when I got to the church, I was sexually violated, abused emotionally and verbally by my childhood pastor. And so with all of that, it built a strength in me. I found that from that I didn't become bitter, but I became better. And so I began to develop a life of prayer through that. I developed a life of faith through that because In that, I didn't really have anyone to turn to, Dr. Faye, and so I turned to God at a very young age, at about 13 years old. I turned to the Lord, and boy, what can I say, that when you begin to develop a lifestyle of prayer, it takes you places that you've never imagined. And so that is what has brought me to the place where I am today. What I understand about it all is that before we can go to the nations, we have to first go to the neighborhood. And so with all of my pain, with all that my brokenness, with all that I've went through, I took that pain and I turned it into a power through prayer, and I took that to the neighborhood. I took that to the broken child. I took that to the broken little boy, and I began to see that I had a voice of influence. I began to see that I was an impact. And so I just began to ask God to use me for his glory, you know, not that no man would get glory from me or anything like that, but that all the glory would go to God. And so I have been on a roller coaster ride since then, and it has been awesome. We have been blessed to go to the Bahamas and just many different places to share the word of the Lord, to share practical life skills, to share leadership skills, and just to bless men and women of God everywhere.
Amen. So all the lines, if I guess you had to give somebody, let's say who might be going through one of those things you mentioned, if you had to just give them a short message of hope, what would you tell them to do? I mean, you said you ran to the church, but you even found the issues you found in the church, but still somehow within, you sought God. So how can you advise the people who are listening? Sometimes the obstacles, they can't see beyond the obstacles or the challenges.
I always say these four words, Dr. Faye, to people, and that's stay in the saddle. And what that means is that no matter which way life takes you, if you run to that place of comfort and even that place of comfort rejects you, you still keep going. You know, you still keep pressing your way. You stay in the saddle. You've got to know that God is with you. The Bible says that he will never leave you nor forsake you. And one of the scriptures that kept me throughout going through things was that when my mother and father forsakes me, then the Lord will take me up. And so you've got to stay in the saddle. You've got to know that God is with you, that God is walking with you. And so when times look troubled right now, or when your circumstances don't match the destiny that God has shown you, stay in the saddle. Keep going. Keep pressing in prayer. And then you'll come out on the other side.
Amen. That's what you just said, that little piece in there about even when you look at your circumstances and it doesn't match your destiny, that you know God has spoken into your life, you have to keep pressing. So it sounds like God, or people get to know God, we need to build our foundation on prayer, the faith, and the word.
That's right. That's right. And one other thing, if I can add, is that one of the things that the Christian body is lacking, we're lacking discipline. And so I've been encouraging everyone everywhere that I go. You know, that's one of the reasons why the Muslim faith and the Buddhist and the other faiths are so strong and they are so unified, because they have that word, they have that commitment, and that's discipline. And so I've been just encouraging Christians, men and women of God, to be, try to be more disciplined. Try to discipline yourself in your word and in your prayer life. Make a commitment to God, not to squeeze him into your schedule, but to build your schedule around God.
I like that. See, you know what? See, that is first things first. Build your schedule around God. Right there, you need to preach that somewhere. Send me the notes.
Amen.
As we would say, that's true. Build your schedule around God and just watch him work. Is there anything else you want to share with the listening audience? You know, I'd like you to share information with the audience how they can connect with any of these organizations you started, or any maybe books you've written or you're about to release. Can you let us know about some of those projects?
Certainly, certainly. If I can lastly say this, to be an encouragement, is that just be reminded that you are God's biggest investment. He sent his only son to die for you and for me. And so you are his biggest investment. Anything that you desire to do, know that the power is in your own hands. And so go forward with what God is calling you to do. But actually this year, Dr. Faye, my book will be released, and it's called Faith Nuggets. And what it is just little nuggets that the Lord has given me along the way to release the power and the gift of faith.
Amen.
We all are given a certain measure of faith, but God wants to give us the gift of faith. And so this book, Faith Nuggets, will be out on this year. But to stay connected with me, you can find me on Twitter at Elder Bertrina. You can find me on Facebook at Elder Bertrina Lyons. And you can find me also on Facebook at Elder Bertrina Lyons - Now Faith Ministries.
Amen. 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 That is just dynamic faith nuggets. And I'm just excited about this year of the Lions because I know this year, it is the year of double increase. And so many, I think, women are going to be blessed. I was thinking earlier this year, Forbes declared it to be the year of the women. I was saying to myself, okay, God, if Forbes declared it to be the year of women and entrepreneurs, what are you saying to us? And it seems like the Lord is going to do some great things. So I thank God for your book of inspirational quotes that's going to be out. And may God bless it and let it be expansive and certainly keep me in the loop. You know, we'll be talking through flames, and I'll certainly promote it here and promote it wherever I go because it's so important that the people of God be blessed. And you've just been a blessing with even your post on Facebook. And I tell people, let's take over social media and keep it positive and inspirational and excellent. But thank you once again for coming on the show. Yeah, you blessed me this morning.
Amen. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. My pleasure to have made acquaintance with you and the Lady of Fire herself and how we connect. And I look forward to coming down to your area just to meet the fellowship when we have one of our flames meetings. I just look forward just to the fellowship, you know, just to the fellowship and talking. But thank you so much for coming on. I look forward to, you know, our future meetings and fellowshipping and being in covenant with one another.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. I look forward to meeting you as well.
Okay. Okay. Well, enjoy the rest of the day. I'm glad you got up early. I'm sure for many of us it was a late night. But even, you know what, I was even thinking about the game. God got the glory through that. The young man, the quarterback, he had a wonderful testimony at the end of the mm-hmm. Super Bowl. So I said, God has a way of making his name great. Isn't that something? I was delighted. I said, aha. God has a way. But you take care. Have a wonderful day. Give greetings to your entire family and to your church family, and we'll be in touch soon.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming on. Bye-bye. And that was Elder Bertrina Lyons. What a dynamic young woman of God. We thank God for being for her being with us on this morning.
That matters to me. The only one whose favor I seek. The only name that matters to me. Yours will be the friendship and affection I need to feel my Father smiling on me. And yours is the name.
by Big Daddy Weave. This is All About You by Anita Wilson. So excited to have the next guest to be with us. He is a dynamic author, and we're going to allow him to introduce himself and let you know about his book on prosperity and God's view of prosperity for God's children. We're getting ready to bring on the phone right now Mr. David Wayne Thompson. We're so happy that he could be with us on this morning. Top of the morning to you, Mr. Thompson. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
It's an honor to be here, Faye. Thank you for your invitation.
Yes, yes. So just can you tell a listening audience just a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I can. I'm an author, published author, actor, and acting coach, director, and a born-again Christian. And I've written a book called Seven Keys to Prosperity, Unlocking Your Biblical Inheritance, published by Motivational Press.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, so you know, we're just going to ask a few questions about this book. So what is God's view of prosperity in comparison to the world's view?
Excellent, excellent question, Faye. I was just thinking about that before I called you. God's prosperity is for his children through the cross of Jesus Christ, not only for eternity, which is everything, that's your destiny, but also for... We can't forget, it also is for life down here. John 10:10, I am come that you might have life and life more abundantly. And that means in your health, in your finances, in all your relationships.
Okay. So sounds like to me what you're telling us is that God's prosperity, prosperity actually is for God's children then.
Yes, it is. And it's not exclusive because... Mm-hmm. The Bible says, Jesus says, I have not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. And it's open. His prosperity is through the cross, which is available to everyone.
Yes.
And you can't work for it. You know, that's the world's view on things about getting. And God's prosperity is about giving, accepting what he has already done for you.
Yes.
When I was about 29, I was diagnosed with a disease called myasthenia gravis, which affects the synapse connection between your muscles and your nervous system.
Sure.
Through my mother's prayers and other people's prayers and church prayers, God healed me of that. And I wanted to write. I mean, I have such a passion and a desire to tell people about God's prosperity. He cares and loves his children very much, and he wants to give them all that, well, their inheritance.
Yes. That's, thank you for actually sharing that testimony of healing. So, you know, during the course of your healing, you decided to write the book, Seven Keys to Prosperity. Was there anything else that kind of, push you to write this book?
Well, when I was going through the process, sometimes God heals with an instant miracle. Other times, for various reasons, he heals slowly. And my case was about 2 years. And I'm walking testimony for his glory. And about a few years afterwards, I started to study the Bible. And I really didn't know it was going to be on book format. But through the years, it took about 7 years to write, between seven and eight. Yeah, and I'm on fire. I want people to get this book, not just because I wrote it, but because, you know, it's like a ministry. You have to tell people. It's exactly. I think you understand where I'm coming from.
God has healed me too, so I certainly understand when he gives you that urge to write and you just want to tell people about it. Before we get you to share information about where they can get your book, is there anything like any other message of hope or inspiration you want to share, you know, with the listening audience before you give us your information where we can get the book and how to contact you?
No, I would like to very much, though, to give them the contact information because I would love to connect with them on a personal level.
Yes,
if I could do that.
Yes, please do.
Okay. My blog there, it's 7keystoprosperity.com. The actual number 7, keys, and then the actual number 2, prosperity.com.
Mm-hmm.
They can look me up on there, and my contact information is there. The book is available on Barnes & Noble. It's available on Amazon. All the links are there. It's available. Actually, it's going worldwide, so it's going very well.
Amen. Amen. That is wonderful. That is wonderful. I'm just happy to hear that. This is important information to listen to the audience. We've had some dynamic authors on, and we were excited that you agreed to come on, because this is very important. A lot of times when people think of God's children and they hear prosperity, you know, they get a little suspicious because of different things that have happened. But I encourage the listening audience to get this book, purchase the book. It's really a dynamic book. But I appreciate your time on today. Anything else you want to say to the audience before we hang up and say goodbye?
I don't know the audience, but I love them, and more importantly, God loves them. And I really look forward to just talking with them.
Yes, yes. Well, we thank you so much for taking time out. We know you're very busy, but keep up what you're doing and continue to write, certainly continue to blog, and bless the people of God. And we thank you for coming on and being with us on this morning. We know you're very busy, but it's a good busy. You know, you're working and you're coaching and it's doing a lot of good things, helping people. May God bless you and your wife, and we're certainly praying for you, and hope that God will just send increase your way, increase from everywhere. That will be our prayers for you on this morning. But thank you once again for coming on Top of the Morning Radio Show.
God bless you. You as well.
Okay. All right. Take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Believe. became a man. If the Word had flesh and bone, would you recognize His face? If He came to bring you home, you think you're all alone, gotta do it on your own, riding solo. Is there someone you can call when you stumble and fall? 'Cause you don't know if you'll be getting up again. But there is a way, there is a spark, there is a hope that you can hold on to. There is a lifeline come to the rescue, just like a hand that's waiting for you. And if you believe in this, I promise that you won't be alone. There is a way, the truth and the life and the way. Don't you think your life's worth saving? Don't you know that love's amazing? Don't you wanna lay your troubles down? Lay them down. If I thought love was just worse, I might feel the same way too. But it's so much more than that, and it's waiting here for you. There is a way, there is a spark, there is a hope that you can hold on to. There is a lifeline come to the rescue, just like a hand that's waiting for you. And if you believe in this, I promise that you won't be alone. There is a way, there is a way, there is a way, yeah. Come on.
There is a Way by New World On. And before that, that was God Is On Our Side by Andre Crouch. Well, we want to thank our guests on today, Elder Between the Lions and author David Thompson. We wish them the best. And, well, but it's come now that we are at the bottom of the hour. It's time to say goodbye until next Monday. This is Dr. Faye Maureen, the anointed voice, signing off as we end this show with a wonderful song by Phil Wickham. This is Amazing Grace. He's just going to rock us out and get you started off right on this week. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Promote the three G's, God, the gospel, and good things. Top of the morning to you. I want to say congratulations, Mr. Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks on their win in the Super Bowl. Have a fabulous day and a wonderful week. Until next Monday, top of the morning to you. This is Amazing Grace by Phil Wickham.
Hi, this is Dr. Fay. Promote your ministry or business on Top of the Morning radio show. Submit a written ad or a 30-second voice over commercial for only $25 a month. For more information, email the advertising department at topofthemorningradioshow@gmail.com or stewardshipforholdthishouse@gmail.com or visit our website. You can also promote your ministry or business on the Empowerment Zone, the web TV show. Submit a written ad or flyer or a 30 or 60-second video MP4 file for only $25 for 30 seconds and $50 for 60 seconds. For more information, email the advertising department at theempowermentzoneshow@gmail.com or visit the website. If you don't need to promote, we sincerely request that you sow a seed into this soil. Donations are tax deductible. We appreciate any patrons. Thank you so much.